Hello again, beautiful creators. This is Kirisha King. Today we will be discussing the space within you that truly cannot be touched by suffering. This space allows you to find laughter through pain, work your way out of mentally challenging situations with ease, makes it so that you can smile under stressful conditions, and generally provides you with access to peace and serenity regardless of outside circumstances. Some call it the still silence within. And Patanjali specifically describes it as the supreme, ever blissful light within. This is a space that everyone has access to and is always present at all times, no matter where you are, for what you may be experiencing in the external world. It can take some time to remember that this space is available to you when you are experiencing sensory overload of any kind due to a stressful experience in your life, however. So today, I am inviting you to make a mental note to, starting today, practice accessing this space as often as you can for as long as you can, in order to ensure that you consciously remember to recognize your point of power and choice at all times, which will further allow you to appropriately respond to the stresses of life without creating too much suffering and misery for yourself when things get overwhelming. This is because when you can actively draw on this space for yourself at any time and have solidified the internal route through learning how to access this space regardless of outside circumstances, you will have gained the most important skill of mind mastery that will empower you to easily pivot into peace at any time if you wish to do so. That is an advanced superpower. With this ability, you can maintain the steadiness of mind required to not only advance in your yoga practice to more quickly reach your goal of self-realization, but you will also have an easier time navigating through life with the greatest amount of ease in general as well, since you'll be suffering less. That's pretty much the reason why. Before we continue discussing this skill in more detail, however, I want to take a moment to recognize that this ability to pivot one's emotional state may not be easy for some to access right away, depending on the intensity of the physiological responses that they may be experiencing at any point in their life due to either intense and overwhelming stress or traumatic responses in the body and the mind. I still want to ensure, nonetheless, that everyone know, without a shadow of a doubt, because this is really important, and this is really key for your evolution and understanding of your capabilities, that this place can always be accessed no matter where you may be currently. So even if you have to start small, with professional guidance if you need it, this skill of self-regulation through consciously interrupting the stress response cycle in your body and mind is something that is within anyone's power. You can do this, period. And everyone can generally benefit from the simple visualization that we discussed at the beginning of week 29 for strengthening the capacity to access inner peace at will. But if you need to build up to a conscious visualization due to intrusive thoughts or intense anxiety, starting with focusing on your breathing, as we discussed in past weeks, or developing strength in grounding techniques, which can help you to start practicing gaining control of your stress responses in the moment, might be a good place to start. For more information on this, I will link to an article on releasing toxic stress, trauma, and adversity from the body and mind, as well as another post that I've created in the past on a technique called the stop method. In our episode overview, if you wish to learn more about implementing grounding practices into your life moving forward. So, be sure to review this information if you think it'll be of value to you. In order to best access this supreme, ever-blissful light within, only two things are truly required. One is that you have to make a choice. And the second thing is that you simply have to do it. Easier said than done. And I know that this is true for many. And this time, I am not even referring to those experiencing overwhelming physiopsychological stress of any kind. It really is that simple. Since you already have the peace that you seek available to you at all times, and you simply have to access it. Choice is important because it reminds you that with most functioning brains, and I know that our brothers and sisters with schizophrenia experience a different reality when it comes to this, thoughts are within your power and you have the ability to shift them when you choose to do so by using your focus. And furthermore, actually doing what you need to do is important because it is the only way to get anything done in the first place, especially this. You are the only one who can think your thoughts for you, the only one who suffers first from any unhappy thoughts that you generate, and the first to feel joyful about any uplifting ideas that come forth from your mind. Sometimes it is easy to forget this and cling to misery and self-torture over issues and ideas that you ruminate and obsess about. But with enough practice of letting go and consciously directing your attention to what you want to think instead, the human brain can be rewired to function differently and you can gain control over your peace of mind. If making the commitment to be more committed to your inner peace and light above all else is the only commitment that you make, this is more than enough to get you to the blissful place that you seek in this world that is constantly fluctuating with external stimuli, distractions, and noise. You have peace within you that does not change and is always present. You can maintain your calm and peace in a number of different ways, with the most empowering and self-sustained way being to control your ability to direct your focus and attention. So, I invite you to choose to focus your attention on your breath, the sensations in your body, or the blissful inner light within. These are great places to start, but as we will discuss moving forward, there are even more ways to get the peace that you seek than these. The possibilities for your peace are far greater than even the possibilities and definitely the probabilities for any misery that you may experience in life.